Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Oh my goodness, everyone. We're so excited because Erin Guilfoyle has graced us with her presence all the way from Massachusetts.
Erin, and the thing that makes your situation even harder is that your wedding date was so close.
I think we got our wedding, our marriage certificate, like the license, on the 11th.
Yes.
So we went to the LA courthouse. We were so excited. We were like, oh, we're weeks away. This is going to be amazing. And then that week was when, days after, I was like, oh shit, like this is getting serious.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare, the podcast. I'm Lily, here with Jocelyn.
Hi.
And I just wish we could be together. Well, I feel like at this point we could. You haven't seen anyone in a while.
No, I mean, I think I'm getting used to it. Like at first, you know me, I do too much DTM, and now I'm not really doing very much.
DTM's too close to DTF.
Oh, I'm also that because I'm married now.
Oh my gosh.
Do you love that? That's so funny.
Should we move on to our first segment? I swear my over it won't be of Jocelyn.
So over it.
What she said.
Okay, Lil. Do you want to kick us off or do you want me to?
You go ahead.
Okay, so something I'm over, but also like, I don't know, I'm just generally used to the ups and downs of being a creator because I've been doing this for literally forever. And I've had times on YouTube when I was at Clever where literally no one cared about us whatsoever. I was begging people to come on our shows, quite literally begging them.
Also, and then, wait, not to interrupt, sorry, not to interrupt, but interrupting you. can you believe we used to make so many videos and now
you're gonna say make so much money and I was gonna be like that's not true.
Absolutely not. No, like we used to, the amount of content we were in, like how many videos I don't even know because the news of us are on YouTube, like
tens of thousands. I've been tens of thousands of videos on YouTube.
I kind of forget sometimes and then I'm like, oh wow, like I fuck.
On any daily basis, I would be on maybe 6 to 10 videos that were being uploaded.
Like,
and that's probably at the minimum, which is
absolutely
actually
insane.
Wild. So like I was saying, sorry. I've had moments, many moments on YouTube that I can remember very vividly where I would be trying to like make a business deal or have a conversation with someone and they could care less. Okay. It was so obvious. And then we had some moments where we were kind of like, hot, you know, we were kind of like killing it. Like we got invited to the Streamies. We got nominated at the Streamies only once. We got invited to VidCon only once. Well, I'm going through a little of a lull right now, as in.
Trying to remember when we got nominated for a Streamy.
Oh, well, Clever News got nominated for a Streamy.
Got it. I was
for
involved.
Like Culture Channel or something. Cool. But I'm annoyed right now because YouTube has changed the way it's doing notifications. They don't send out emails at all anymore. And I just feel like some of the content I've been making, I don't want to toot my own horn, but it's like good. No one is getting it. And people are like constantly messaging me saying, I don't get notifications at all. I didn't even know you had a channel. Or, and you've talked about this too, don't people like find out they're unsubscribed somehow?
Yeah, recently I've been getting that a lot.
What?
I didn't know whether I wanted to say it. You know, what? Fuck it. I was going to say, I mean, maybe we're shadow banned like Gabby Hanna.
LOL. I'm definitely not shadow banned because no, I don't know what that means.
It's what Megan's channel was when you literally like couldn't search it, but she couldn't even tell that it was. No. So basically, I feel like that's because I know that Gabby had said that a bunch of people were unsubscribing. That's seemingly, to my knowledge, I've heard from a lot of people, a glitch that everyone experiences once in a while. And I have lost a lot of subscribers recently. And I wondered if it was because my last video was potentially controversial. But I think there are, I mean, it's clear there's glitches with subscribers. So who knows if that's
right.
Who knows if people just don't like us or if they're just like getting unsubscribed? Because when you see comments of people that are like, I've been watching you for years, but suddenly out of nowhere, I wasn't subscribed anymore. That's frustrating because you're like, there's literally nothing you can do about it. With views and with notifications, it's frustrating because people like, what's the point in having the bell if you're not going to get them? And then sometimes videos aren't even showing up in people's subscriptions feeds.
Or people will be like, I got the notification for your video 7 days after you uploaded it.
That's happened to me with yours a lot, actually.
I just feel like I play by the rules and I try to do my best always on all platforms and like do what I think is going to be most optimized. And it's frustrating when you try so hard and then it doesn't work.
Well, and then I think another frustrating thing that I could be talking out of my ass, but I feel like I did do a lot of research into SEO and all of the optimization for YouTube. I mean, now it's a while ago and it probably changed. They changed the algorithm, I feel like, every few months
that
everyone's fucked. So, but that I looked up about, we had learned forever ago, we had some like consultant come in and taught us about tagging and stuff.
Right.
But now when you go to tag stuff, I don't know if it's just because I have that vidIQ plugin that gives you stats and whatever, but it says when you're typing the tags, that tags essentially serve no purpose anymore. It's just for like spelling mistakes. And I'm like,
yeah, that it's more about what you actually put into the info section,
which is frustrating because it used to be the reason I even had vidIQ, which is this third party plugin, if you're not familiar,
to help with tags.
Well, and it would tell you what suggested tags are, and then it would have little numbers next to them. So it's like, if you put this tag, your thing will come up number three in search when you search that term. And it was easier to figure out how to get it as high up as possible. That's not a thing anymore, supposedly. So I feel like that hurts it a lot because that I used to spend like a lot of time strategically tagging.
Picking
and that's even how
stuff.
You pick
Same.
Your video ideas is knowing how you can tag it appropriately. So now it seems like when you see the like best performing videos, even look at David Dobrik's, they're not titled something that's like, literally he'll give away like a car. And that, I mean, I think the car ones are usually titled that, but he'll give away like thousands of dollars to people. And he doesn't even title it that. It's just like, I can't believe this happened. And
yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, it's David Dobrik, so maybe a bad example, but like, it doesn't seem like there's any way to like title a good way or tag a good way. It's hard to even know what to do now because it's like a complete free-for-all.
Yeah. So basically what I'm getting at is if you work at YouTube and you're listening to this, I would like some assistance in doing my personal best. Because
we would like best practices for titling, tagging, descriptions, thumbnails.
I'm making very premium content for a wide audience that is clean and fun for the whole family. Please help your girl out.
Not to mention, what if it was like one tiny thing you were doing that's like, you just switch that?
I have no idea. I truly have no idea whatsoever. So I don't know. I'm assuming that's what you're over. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Is there something
else? The very similar situation that my last video, which was almost a month ago now. Sorry, guys. hopefully, I don't know when this podcast is going up. Maybe I'll have my next one up by then. But also, the next one's going to be like an hour, and it's like a full-on, it's more time than I've spent. It is a documentary. Like it's like I ran out of things to watch on Netflix, so I decided to make my own.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yes.
But the last video I did was Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump ties to the Deutsche Bank conspiracy, because there's been a lot of suicides that are very questionable circumstances around them.
Yes.
And they're all connected to those two bank accounts. So then my next one's going to be like this full Jeffrey Epstein thing. And I've been so excited about them because I've been deep diving into those conspiracies anyway. And I don't think, I think in like the back of my head, I kind of knew that it was going to get demonetized because, well, the first one says suicide.
Well, it's a controversial topic.
I get it. Well, and it, in the ad guidelines, it says that death and like any mention of that.
So basically like everything you're talking about.
Well, so, but I'm like, then how does, like, I watch so much true crime stuff on YouTube and I'm like, how do any of them make any money though? So basically,
I think some people's channels, like if you're a news channel, for example, or something that's like considered to be reputable and unbiased, that they get like,
are you separately saying that I'm not reputable? No,
I think you should be. That's why, again.
But that's what's frustrating YouTube, is because if you watched that video, I'm not doing it in like a salacious kind of like, no. Look at the suicide. Like there's not footage of stuff. It's not, no. Like I'm talking about news articles. And I guess it has the word conspiracy in it too or whatever. But nothing I say is like super outlandish or promoting crazy conspiracy theories or anything, but it got reviewed by a human and it was still demonetized, which brings me to, I mean, I was,
they're
over
trying
that
to cover their own asses. They're trying to cover their own asses. That's why.
Way too long on something that made $15. But then I find out years ago at Clever, when we would have situations where something gets demonetized, not only are you not going to make money on it, but since YouTube also isn't going to make money on it because they're not running ads, they don't prioritize it in the algorithm, yeah, because it's like, sense. Well, no, we want
they're
people.
They're not going to make money on it either, so they don't care.
What's the point? Yeah. So people don't get notifications. I don't know. Also, this could have to do with the subject matter because I've heard that things that are involved with Jeffrey Epstein don't last long on the internet. But it's just like, I got people saying they didn't get notifications. It wasn't in their recommended tab. It wasn't in their notification tab. They literally had to search it, or they had to like click on it. They saw it because of my tweet or something.
You've been shadow banned.
So it finally is it. It got to, and the frustrating part was that it had really good comments and stuff. So I was like, well, people like it and the retention's high. So like, if they just knew it was there, it would help.
But, yeah, you keep doing you. Same thing with all my videos. It's like the feedback's really great. So Lily, one day we will get back to our former selves, reigning supreme.
And we just need to start a beauty pause.
We actually,
like, I don't know if I have the patience for it, but I need the money.
Oh my gosh, I do. I'll help. Let's do it together. Okay, well, moving on to the new part of this segment, where we invite you guys to call us on the phone and share whatever it is that you're over with us, and then we react. We've only done this one time before. It's a new part of the show and it brought us so much joy. But if you guys are listening and you're like, what the what? You can call us at 562-661-8729. Share what you're over in 3 minutes or less. But Lil, are you ready to hear from one of our people? I want to say friends. Like, what do we call these people?
Because
like,
I think followers, friends? Friend is fine. Yeah.
Friends. We're going to hear from one of our friends right now.
Melissa,
roll the tape.
Hi, Lily and Jocelyn. I'm such a big fan of you guys and your Overshare podcast. I've been watching you guys on Clever since like day one. So I'm so happy that you guys have your podcast now. But I'm here to share something that I'm so over for your podcast. So I am just a regular young girl, you know, I'm on dating apps a lot, and something that really bugs me with the guys of this generation is we'll be like texting and they'll say like something along the lines of, hey, you're kind of cute, or hey, you're pretty cute. Like, I either am cute or I'm not cute. There's no kind of cute or pretty cute. Like, why do they feel the need to add kind of or pretty into it? It's just like not a great word to use when you're telling someone that you think they're attractive, you know? Something else that bugs me is guys are so rude, basically. They, like, just sexualize women, and that's, they're only interested in how they look, and they have to care about their personality or their interests or stuff. I was talking to this guy, and he was like, yeah, I met this girl, and she has really nice boobs and a really nice butt, and I was like, good for you. Do you not care about her personality? And he was like, oh, that's fine, I guess, but her boobs are out of this world, and, like, would not stop talking about them. And I was like, that's really unfortunate, because women don't like to be classified as people who just have boobs and a really nice butt, you know? They want to be noticed for their personality or the way their face looks or their academic accomplishments or their job accomplishments, not based on their body that they can't change.
Yes. Keep preaching. What? We didn't even get her name, but let's call her Esmeralda because we don't have a name.
And I want to know her age because I want to know who these boys are.
I absolutely love everything she said, but let's talk about the first part. You're kind of cute. You're pretty cute. I have never thought of it, but I'm annoyed now. Like,
I'll play devil's advocate.
Yes. Why?
Talking, I don't know if, I think it was probably last episode, we were talking about texting and like how texting combos and talking combos, some people can do both, some can't.
Right.
If I got via, it depends on if they're saying it in person, I guess. I feel like if it was via like text or something, it's like, hey, you're pretty cute. I feel like it's not trying to be like, you're kind of cute.
Yes.
It's kind of just like, hey, you're pretty cute. Like,
maybe it's, I feel like it's more of
like a playful thing. I don't feel like it's meant to be like a, you're like 50% cute, you know?
Yeah. One of the ones that I used to get a lot, which I'm just like, okay, whatever. What I would get a lot, like, oh my gosh, you look so much better in person than you do in videos. And like, I remember getting it a lot from men and just being like,
I guess it's better than the alternative,
I guess. So I would just be like, well, thank you. I guess it's good that you're not saying you look so much worse, but it just doesn't really feel great. Like, so are you just saying I look like a pile of crap in all the videos I put up?
Which it's like honestly, someone's saying you look tired.
Yeah. Which basically means you look like shit. Okay. That's what tired means. Yeah. But when I watch some of my old videos, I agree. Okay. I looked pretty rough.
I just showed someone one the other day and I like opened it. Oh, wow. I just didn't try at all.
Oh my gosh. No. So I definitely relate. Although I just think you're right. Some guys are trying to be like coy and playful.
And maybe they're like a little nervous and they don't want to be like, you're gorgeous. Cause that's like really like they're going in strong. And it's like, you're pretty cute.
You know what would be better?
It depends on inflection.
I think, and this is something I've tried to get better at, especially with my female friends, is my initial instinct when I see someone is to comment on the way they look. Cause I like sparkly things, you know, like, oh my gosh, I love your hair. I love your, you know, your new lip gloss or whatever, but trying to make a conscious decision, cause you can only control yourself, to comment on, congratulations on your latest achievement, or I've noticed you've been working really hard, or like something that is about the non-physical.
It's hard
when all your friends are so hot, you know?
Something that really stuck with me is that I was on a date with someone one time and we had gone out a couple times and I don't even know how it came up, but we were like at a bar, we were like about to go somewhere else. We were at a bar drinking and we're talking about work or something. And he made a comment that was like, that's like, actually like, that's like why, I don't even know how he worded it. It was like not awkward. It was like really smooth how he said it, but it was something like, that's actually like why, like what I found most attractive about you is that I really am like gravitated towards people that are like passionate about what they do and are really good at it. And it's very clear that you like are good at what you do. And I'm
yes.
like,
That's the kind of person that you want to be with in general. Is someone like,
can you call my mom and tell her that?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
But and like, that's, I still think about, and that was years ago. I'm like, that was one of the nicest things ever. It's not just like, you're hot. It was like, no, I really admire that you have a career. And I'm like,
as they should.
I'm like, I put glitter all over my body today. I don't know how far we need to.
But to the second point that Esmeralda made about just being sexualized, yeah, same. Like, ew to the ew. Unless that's like your love language, compliments about your physical appearance. But that's why I always made a conscious decision to always show up to a first date looking definitely not my best. Like, you never want to set the bar too high.
Always set the bar a little lower.
Yeah. And you always want to look like not your best, because then you'll be able to tell if the person likes you or not. And like, I have no boobs. So like, I was never going to leave with that anyways. And I was never going to wear a push-up bra
for boobs.
That's false advertising. I'm like, they're little. So if that's your thing, sorry.
Also, though, that was why I even asked how old she was, because I'm like, are the guys like, or is this high school? Or are they still like, because I even had a friend. Sorry to burp. I burped away from the microphone, so hopefully you didn't hear it. But I had a friend in college, one of my best guy friends, and we never had anything. But we were sitting together in a lecture hall one time and at ASU, where honestly, like 10 out of 10 of the girls are attractive. The guys, not as much, but it didn't seem to matter because everyone got drunk and hooked up with them anyway. But there was this friend and we're sitting in this lecture hall and I remember him looking for it, and there was a girl, and also we're in Arizona, so a lot of spray tans and a lot of very bleached blonde hair. And a
Chris
lot
has
of,
a lot of bolt-ons.
What?
He calls them bolt-ons.
What does that boibs, mean?
Fake boibs. Big fake boobs. Boobs. Bolt-ons. Oh, that's what okay. he calls them.
Oh my God.
They're very prevalent in Arizona.
Well, and like not even boobs. That. Just she was really tan, had like bleached blonde hair, but had a lot of makeup on. Like so caked on that like, who knows what her actual skin complexion was, because it was just everywhere. And I remember him the whole class being like, oh, that girl's so hot. And I was like,
what does she actually look like though?
Well, and it was like, I'm not trying to shame anyone, but
no,
like,
you do it, you.
It wasn't like she, out of all of the people in this class, I was like, really? That's like, he's like, oh yeah, like she's so hot. Like the whole time. And I was so confused because I was like, that's what you find attractive. Wow. So also though, now he is with the most gorgeous, not caked on makeup, and not that caking on makeup is bad. I'm not discriminating.
No, we're just not good at it.
That's true. This girl wasn't either. But now he has totally grown up, changed, matured, has like the, I remember I went to something of theirs and I went to her and I was like, what did you do to him? Great job. This is amazing.
You know what, Chris?
He's so much better now.
Chris actually told me, one of like, cause he was much more complimentary of like my achievements when we met, definitely. And one of the first compliments he ever,
unicorn.
He is very strange, yeah, in that way, which is why he's awesome. But like, one of his first like comments about my physical appearance was that when I woke up in the morning, like no makeup, my face is not, as he would say, bald. Like, he's like, you still have eyebrows. You still have eyelashes. Cause I don't know if he had only dated girls who wore a lot of makeup that like when they took it off, it looked like their faces had nothing, like no eyebrows, no eyelashes.
Was he
nothing.
Dating like gingers?
I don't know. And so he's like, oh my gosh, you look the same. And I was like, set the bar low and you can only go up.
Oh, that's funny.
I know. It's the more you know. Anyways, I wish that we knew our caller's name, but you keep fighting the good fight. Keep doing what's good.
And there are ones out there that don't just focus on that. I think you're just finding some bad ones, but I think maybe give them a break depending on the context. If it seemed like it was like trying to like dumb down their compliment, then maybe not. But if it's like them being kind of shy and like that's their best shot,
Yeah. But if in person they tell you, you're like, cute, that's a hard pass, just for the record. Okay. Anyways, Lil, I'm so excited about our guest today.
Oh my God, me too. Erin Guilfoyle is going to join us. So
yes.
Let's just get into it. Oh my goodness, everyone. We're so excited because Erin Guilfoyle has graced us with her presence all the way from Massachusetts.
Yes, here I am.
Oh, it's so good to see you. I was going to say like in real life, because obviously I like stalk your social media on a daily basis. So I've been following your road trip and your life, but like, how are you?
Crickets.
How does this go over for most people? I mean, I'm definitely, honestly, getting out of California, I think, was like a good decision mentally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So being here has been like a total breath of fresh air, but you know, it is what it is.
When we were even saying, literally, it was a breath of fresh air until apparently all of the West Coast smoke has made it all the way to the East Coast.
Yeah, it's insane. It's crazy. Luckily, I'm not smelling it or inhaling it, but all of the remnants from it have come over here and it's pretty insane.
That's weirdly wild. There was one day that it smelled really like it smelled and almost looked like there was fires like on my street, which weren't any even like that close. Now it just consistently looks like it's overcast and it doesn't smell, but I like go outside, my eyes get all weird and throat scratchy, and it's just not good.
I remember when that happened. I think it was maybe 2 years ago when there were the really bad wildfires. And it was crazy. So I can only imagine what it's like right now.
Literally, the only plus I would say is there's some pretty sunsets.
Yeah.
if we're really looking for a silver lining.
But apocalyptic, honestly.
Oh my God. I just feel so bad for everyone that's having to evacuate and deal with it. People got like caught on a beach while camping. Like
what?
It was like at Mammoth, Big Bear.
That's crazy.
I think it was Mammoth. And there's literally, they got trapped from all sides. And I think they all got airlifted out, or they got boats, literally had to bring them out because they were surrounded by fire on a beach.
That's terrifying. So scary. It's also so scary that they're you got to evacuate in the middle of a pandemic. Like,
so you're basically like the smartest person ever for going as far away as possible within the United States. And I don't know. So you're with your in-laws
right now. Where are you guys staying?
Yeah. So both of our families are from Massachusetts originally, and his just moved back to Massachusetts, and mine actually moved to New Hampshire. So
you didn't know each other growing up, but you were from the same area?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So we were actually rival towns. Like we grew up in rival towns.
Scandy.
And then when he was like 10 months old, his parents were like, we need to get out of here. We're moving to Park City, Utah. So he grew up there, but he came back here every summer. So maybe we were at an ice cream shop at the same time or something. Who knows?
So rom-com cute. Like, honestly, let's write a script about your guys' lives.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay, so sorry, but you're at the in-laws.
Yes. So we are in Massachusetts
soon to be
now.
In-laws.
Soon to be.
Soon?
Well, maybe.
I know. And we're going to jump into that because, like, I have so many questions in regards
to
what's going on. But I don't know if it's your future father-in-law. I don't know who you have been posting on your stories. Just like living his best life. Just like,
oh yeah.
Who are these people on your Instagram story and what are they up to?
So it's TJ's dad and
mom. Love
so her. he actually retired 2 years ago-ish. And
he's living his dreams.
Yeah. And then so they had a full-time house in Utah, and then they sold that, bought this house on Cape Cod. So now they spend their summers here, and then they have a condo that they rent for like 4 months, I think, in the winter and go skiing. So literally he didn't know how to like fish or do any of that kind of stuff. And then they moved down here, and since he had so much free time, He, like, you could have, I could have sworn he was a fisherman for like the past 30 years because he knows everything there is to know. Like, they catch all of the fish that they eat. He has lobster traps. They go quahogging. It's like, truly,
I don't even know what that is. Quahog? What's a quahog?
It's like an oyster or a clam, and you take these rakes and just go into the water and like rake and shovel them up.
Have what? You been partaking?
Yes.
She's a co-hogger.
Like, where are the videos of that, please?
I was actually shockingly good at it, but it is a lot of work and my back killed me the next day.
Oh my gosh.
Me always. I'm just picturing you being like, oh my God, should we move to Cape Cod?
No, fully though. Ooh, I'm like, I don't want to leave.
Don't like important people, like don't the Obamas hang out there?
Yeah,
like,
have Martha's you had any, it's like a
have you had any
area.
Celebrity sightings? Have you seen anyone famous besides yourself, obviously?
No, because we're not going anywhere.
I was going to say, do you leave?
Yeah, it's very similar. It's like we left LA to essentially do the same thing here, but with more square footage.
So important though, and you can go outdoors. Which
exactly,
is
yeah. And the numbers huge. Are way lower here too. So that's a little bit comforting, but it's also just nice to be able to see other people.
Absolutely.
Wait, are there like, have you gone to any like restaurants that are like socially distancing and doing anything?
No, because they catch all of their food. So it's like, why would you spend $40 on a lobster when there's one in your front yard that you can just
I want take to come out of the live water. With you guys. This sounds like my dream. Like, never leave. People
come
make you food.
Down.
Done.
Yeah. But like, there's so much to do outside here. Like, we go to the beach. We go for bike riding. They live right on the Cape Cod Canal. So,
oh, I've seen it, girl. I've seen it on Instagram stories. How, it looks so real nice.
How long have you been there?
We got here like almost a month now.
So, and when are you leaving? Never.
In another month.
That is so smart. And you can actually now, well, you, what, I mean, this is such a California person, me saying this, but like you can see leaves changing, which apparently happens out there, right?
Yeah. That we actually extended our trip because I was like, I don't want to go back. And now that we're here and it's starting to get a little cooler, I dipped my toes in the fall pool and as a raised East Coaster, I was like, I can't go back now. Like, I have to just wait it out and then go.
We are going to take a quick break and then we'll overshare.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
How's your little baby?
Oh my God, she's so good. I'm so happy because, so we rescued
because
a dog.
You weren't going to get her?
Yeah.
For weeks, I was like, you're keeping her. And she's like, she's getting along with my cat.
Yeah. But yeah, so we rescued a dog and you could tell she's definitely like been through some trauma. I don't know if it was her previous owner or just living on the streets. They found her on the streets of Bakersfield.
Ooh.
Pregnant, actually.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Is she a teenager too? My goodness.
No, she's Christ. Only one. She
oh
was
my gosh,
one.
She's too young.
She's a young baby. And whenever for my birthday, me and Carly rented a house together.
Palm Springs, so could, loved it.
Yeah, so we yes. could like film some videos together finally. And it was for like 5 days. We all got tested beforehand. And we brought the dog, and we'd had her for about like 2 months then, I would say. And she was so scared of everyone, and she'd never been around anybody because she's just been in the apartment with TJ and I the whole time. And she only sees people like out on the street. So being in a close proximity with other humans, she was really scared. And that was the only time she's ever been around people. So we were really excited to bring her somewhere where she would be able to interact with other people aside from him and I to get that social interaction. And just like watching her bloom has been so amazing.
The video you posted yesterday of her just racing around the backyard.
Oh, I love her.
So you were fostering her. And yeah. I literally would respond to every story she'd post. I'd be like, so like you're keeping her. When are you gonna and you're like, oh, I don't know. And then you were fostering her for so long. And I'm like, okay, either they're not showing her to anyone or they're keeping her. And then when you said you were, I was so happy because guys, if you are not familiar with Aaron's dog, just little baby. Like she holds her just like on her back. And oh my God. I need to meet her. How was she on the plane?
We drove an RV.
Oh yes, girl. Yes. I have questions about the boots you've been wearing because living that RV life, I literally, thank God you tagged those boots because I went immediately to buy them. I have not pulled the trigger yet, but I plan to. Those white boots. Yes.
Yeah, they were like a full, well, maybe I can wear them in some part of my wedding purchase. So I justified the price.
Yeah, no, actually,
I was depressed.
Yes, which is what we have to talk about. Wedding. That's really like the subject of this overshare is that especially as someone who just got married,
beautiful wedding.
Honestly, Aaron, and the thing that makes your situation even harder is that your wedding date was so close. So close to honestly, I'm so sorry. It's such a nightmare, but like, what's the situation and how is it all unfolding?
Well, what's really crazy is the week of March 10th, I think we got our wedding, our marriage certificate, like the license on the 11th.
Yes.
So we went to the LA courthouse. We were so excited. We were like, oh, we're weeks away. This is going to be amazing. And then that week was when, days after, we were like, oh, can I swear?
Yes.
I'm okay. I was like, oh shit, like this is getting serious. And obviously like up until that point, it was just this impending doom over me. And I think any bride in 2020 who like was hearing about coronavirus and how serious it was before it was actually put out how serious it was just like in the back of your mind at all times. Yeah. Like this could potentially affect everything.
When was the date set for?
April 4th.
So close.
And I mean, because I don't remember if it was the weekend before my birthday's March 28th, and I was supposed to go to Joshua Tree with Joshua Tree with a bunch of friends. And it was the weekend, we were going the weekend where like Thursday was the night that it was like being announced that everything would be locked down like a few days later. And mm-hmm. we ended up canceling it because me and my friends are all watching TV being like, so if we go, like, are we allowed to go? Everything was so unclear. But so that would have been like right at that end of that month. So I'm like, that must have been so just like you're on
dramatic.
Edge. Like, I think we ended up deciding we probably could have gone, but like that would have been April 10th would have been literally right when it was like, no, you cannot do anything.
Yeah. I think we did it like 2 weeks before our date, just because
just
at that point,
safe. Did they refund everything?
Well, so the wedding industry has never experienced anything like this ever.
I can't imagine.
So, all of my vendors, my wedding planner, they were just like, like every call was just like,
I don't know. Yeah.
We're figuring it out. But so we had pushed, and what basically happened was we got a bunch of dates from our wedding venue for later in the year because we were like, oh, okay, this will be okay.
For sure. Yeah.
By the months. End of 2020, we will be in the clear.
Yeah.
So we pushed to November of this year.
Of course, so safe.
Literally, we were like,
it'll be fine
in November.
It was. Yeah.
Especially because at that point, too, like China was, I think, kind of doing better. So we were like, oh, it's been like 3 months for them. We'll be fine. It'll be okay. So we booked it for November 13th of this year, which is now no longer, but we'll get to that. So then basically we just reached out to all of our vendors being like, does this date work for you? And majority of my vendor, no, actually all of my vendors were able to move it to that date. No problem, no cost, because I had already paid for everything.
Right.
Everything was settled.
Weddings are so expensive.
I think a lot, I feel like I've seen people like, posts that they're like complaining that their wedding got postponed or canceled or something, then people being like, oh my God, there's people dying. How dare.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, no one is trying to compare it to that, but think of the normal stress of a wedding and then having to then replan it again, basically, and have to deal with a bunch of people that have never dealt with kind of like potential refund situation or rescheduling when it's that many people having like, that's a whole headache that obviously it doesn't compare to people dying, but like, fuck. Like,
you're
not
going to know that.
And then on top of all of the other inconveniences of COVID, of not being able to like maybe work or like do, it's just ridiculous.
I think the biggest thing for me was like, I was pretty stress-free planning the wedding. The biggest stressor was getting people's RSVPs. So the second I realized I would have to go through that all over again.
Yeah, what's the deal with people?
I didn't even think about that.
Can we talk about that for a second? What is the deal with people just never responding? How annoying is that?
It couldn't be easier. I didn't even do like a mail one where you have to send me a mail back. You literally just go to the website.
Same.
Click yes or no.
Oh.
And then that's it.
No excuse there. If you have to mail it, sorry, I'm coming. But usually also I'm only gone to weddings where I'm like really close with the person and they'll literally text me and be like, are you fucking kidding? Are you coming? Yeah. And I'm like, you know I'm coming, obviously. If you have it online, there is no
excuses whatsoever.
Yeah.
So wait. Are you telling us that when you moved the date, have you already had to go through a second RSVP situation? Or did you manage to like
hold off?
So it was so weird because we didn't really know. Are we like, do we send out things telling people it's canceled? There's only 2 weeks.
Yeah, is there
so
a cancellation announcement as well?
And also that's money. That's another cost. It's like, okay, so we send out a card that's like, we're postponing, that's
expensive.
Like $500.
You couldn't like add like a thing to the website?
No, clearly don't go to it or read it.
Oh, and if they haven't gone to it, you wouldn't have their emails because you're sending it to their,
We wound up literally just texting our entire guest list, which was totally fine. The only thing that sucked was like so many people didn't even acknowledge the text messages. So that was like,
rude.
Okay, well, you're not invited again.
You're uninvited.
Yeah. Like you're not coming.
Your whole, now by the time you get married, you're going to be like, well, we're not even friends anymore. So you have like a whole new
like
guest list.
Thing. It's like, Jesus, it's so far from now. Like your whole like life could change.
That's funny. Oh my God. It's
crazy.
It's not funny. It's actually horrible. I'm very sorry.
And it's fine. It's really fine. But so, yeah, we just sent out texts, let everybody know, and then kind of just got right back into, oh, right, when do we do it next? And then talked to all our vendors.
What's that date?
And then we planned it for November 13th of this year.
Okay.
And then probably like a month or two ago, we were just like, it's not going to happen. So let's just
You never tell people about the November date, though?
No, we did.
So in the cancellation, it was like, or was it like a double?
So we sent out the postponement, then probably like 2 months after that, we sent out our new date. And then
via text
probably two
or
months after
more
that,
invitations?
Via,
oh my gosh.
Via text message. This is
good.
All text messages
okay,
now.
Good. I was like,
thank God.
Went answered. Through the list, checked it off.
You're like, we spent the David Dobrik money already.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not wasting money on paper that people are going to throw away. What's the point?
So, okay, so November's not happening and you seem like at peace with it, but like what's the plan now?
But wait, now was there another cancellation text for November?
Oh yeah, then we had to resend me like, LOL, it's not happening. JK.
It was like a copy paste from the first one.
Yeah, which was crazy because like some of the people that I texted, the last text I sent to them was, hey, we postponed to this date. And then the next time I texted them was, LOL, never mind.
Oh my gosh. So what's your guys' plan now? Or are you just like going to hold
we
off?
We fully
until...
just pushed it out another year.
Okay, great.
Till November of 2021?
Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
I mean, that's just safe.
Yeah, I'm like, I know that it may be better in the spring of next year, but also I just don't, I don't know. I'm not the kind of person that's like, I need to get married right now and like have this perfect wedding. But I'm also like, I want to have a wedding that I'm not wearing a mask in pictures
right.
and people are allowed
you
to dance.
You want it to feel like how you expected it, not how it.
Totally. And like, if I'm not. Okay, we need to rush it and do it right now. Like, it can wait. And I mean, you think about it, you pay all of this money for something. You want it to go how you want it to go.
Right.
Absolutely.
No, 100%. So my wedding planner, who's also like one of my best friends, who Lily knows and who, oh my gosh, at some point you have to meet too. She and I, when we saw that like all of this was happening, we were just like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for after having just gone through this whole process. And we planned our wedding in, I think, 4 months. So like compact all of it together. So high stress, so crazy. So glad that it's over, but I loved it.
Yeah.
We started doing like consulting sessions just with people that follow me on Instagram.
Oh, I actually saw that.
And by the way, if you ever need help, like seriously, let us know.
Thank you.
And by us, I mean mostly her, and I just facilitate the conversation. But, you know, we had, this is really early in COVID. We had, I want to say like 5 or 6 appointments with brides, and she is very sweet. And she was like, if you guys, this is in like April, she's like, if y'all are, she's from Texas. She's like, if y'all are wanting to really have this wedding that you've envisioned, she's like, I know this is going to sound crazy because at that point we didn't know what was going on with COVID. She's like, I have to recommend to you just postponing your wedding for at least a year.
Yeah.
She's like, as a planner, I can just see that this is not ending anytime soon. And like, I just, if you really want to have that, what you really want, like postpone. And what was interesting was a few of the brides we were helping ended up doing like drive-in weddings and like one girl eloped. And so some of the people ended up getting married, which like Chris and I were invited, I think, to 5 weddings this year.
Oh my God.
Almost all of them just like, no, they all their weddings are, no one's getting married. I mean, at least in a big way. A lot of them eloped and are still saving their date just for like a massive party. Cause they still want to have,
that's great.
They still want to have that. But maybe for like tax purposes, they want to get married. So romantic.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Like, unless you had legal reasons where you were like, we need to be married right now. It's like, well, you're already spending all your time together. So maybe even hold off and see if you still want to get married.
Exactly. But I just think it's interesting. Like, of course, it's not as serious as like having the virus or having someone in your family go through it. But like,
Dude,
the levels of stress. And I just, oh my gosh, I feel for you, girlfriend.
I know. I had 2 friends this year that were supposed to be getting married. And one of them is not so lucky with her vendors. So like there are definitely vendors who are like just fucking people over.
That can't be legal.
That sucks.
It's so crazy.
Like
it's really sad.
Well, because
like
also,
I understand. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Well, because if they haven't executed... then it's like, if they ordered a bunch of stuff and there's supplies or something that like
totally.
They already, I get that, maybe pay for the cost, but like food and stuff, it's like, you didn't make that yet. Why would you?
It was actually her venue was like fucking her over.
That's
it's pretty,
so messed up.
The venue wanted people there.
And it's so, and her wedding was like over 200 people and she was in Massachusetts. She had a wedding. It was planned for June and then she postponed to September. And then they're like, we obviously can't do it anymore because of the law.
That makes me think, I wonder if a little down the line, there's going to be like lawsuits about stuff like
definitely,
that.
Definitely.
Cause like,
for sure.
You know what? You can't do that. Like that'd be like Airbnb not refunding your money because you.
Yeah. Well, even with my vendors, when we rescheduled the date for the second time, there's like new stuff in the contracts about that. Because like for my flowers, I already paid all my flower cost off, but then she had to resend me a new contract for the new date. Mind you, I had to do this three times. I had to sign all these contracts three times.
I honestly, but that even doesn't even that stressful anymore now that you've brought up the whole guest list situation.
Yeah, but it's probably changing the industry forever, I'm sure.
It is unprecedented though. And that's what our wedding planner said when we were talking to all these brides. She's like, you have to understand, like, first off, the wedding industry has, or the event industry in general, has been hit so hard. I mean, think about like Coachella's been canceled. Like how much money, and your fiance was supposed to play at Coachella, right?
Yeah. I mean, he is like minimal income right now because his whole business is live events all over the country and he's not able to do that. And yeah, he was supposed to do Coachella. So that was like a dream that was crushed.
Well, next year, 2021, better effing turn it around. That's all I have to say.
I know.
Do you know what I was just thinking? And this is so freaking funny because this was probably exactly a year ago. And like, despite the devastation of your wedding being postponed, at least you and I got to share such a great bachelorette party together.
We did. We really did.
That happened.
Oh, that was so funny. We did a video where we threw ourselves a bachelorette party, which was so funny. And that was the only bachelorette party I had. Did you end up having a real one?
Oh, yeah. So I am really thankful that I got to do that because it was like the best trip of my life. We went to Park City, Utah, where TJ grew up.
So I remember seeing your pictures from that.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. We had like a joint one, but separate. So all of our friends flew in from all over the country and the girls got a house and the boys got a house and it was really fun. But I guess the silver lining here is that we get to have another one.
Yes, queen, you better. You deserve it. You should.
Did you guys like have it separate and then you met up for one of the nights?
Oh yeah. So the first night we were separate and then the second night we did like a girls' day and then we went out to dinner and then TJ's sister is in my bridal party and she was like side texting him and she was like, we should go to this bar because he was texting her like, can you guys come here?
I always think it's great with stuff like that before the wedding, especially if your like friends haven't, if they're all from different places, because it gives a chance for everyone to meet first.
Totally. And everyone bonded and we had the best time. So then we all met at a bar and we like hung out at a bar, but then all the girls went back to the guy's house and we were just like singing old emo songs and just having the best time. And all of our friends were meeting each other because
so on brand.
We grew up in different places. No one really knew each other. So it was really, really special and fun.
Oh, yay.
Well, here's the thing.
That was a fun thing to do.
And we'll just do that again as an excuse.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like by the time you guys get to have your wedding, I think like the silver lining is that having gone through all of this, you're just going to be like grateful for the day.
It'll mean that much more.
Yeah.
I think it will. Do you feel like that?
Oh, I totally think so. And most of the people who we are like, we're postponing and they're like, we're going to rage even harder now. So I think
great.
It's collectively, most people will look forward to events like this when the time comes again, just because
everyone's been locked even inside like, for so long.
Yeah. Especially a lot of our friends are in TJ's party. They're New York based. So they were really affected by it at the beginning. A lot of them actually had coronavirus, like half of TJ's party had coronavirus.
Oh my God.
That's when we were like, all right, we're canceling.
Have you guys thought about at all? This is obviously like secondary, but are you going to go on a honeymoon?
I mean, if
so you better,
if we're allowed out of America.
Yes. Wait, so what's TJ's last name?
Petraka.
Oh, so cool.
I like
it. Oh my gosh.
Very cool. I too am not changing it publicly, but like personally, it'll be Petraka.
Too hard to change the handles.
Yes.
Exactly. And when I told TJ, he was like, well, Hailey Bieber changed her last name.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, when you're Justin Bieber, maybe I'll think about it.
But, you know, I thought I was just going to get rid of my middle name and just go Jocelyn Davis Reese.
Oh, cute.
But then I told my mom that I was going to get rid of my middle name. And my middle name is Elaine. And every woman in my family has this middle name. And my mom, who, by the way, is like literally the reincarnation of Mary Poppins, like the nicest person ever. My mom was like, no, you're not. you're not getting rid of your middle name. She's like, that's not happening. And so I was like, great. Okay, well, I'm going to have four names now. That's where we're at.
Did you tell your dad? Maybe your mom's just not as attached to Davis.
I know, right? Well, I don't want to get rid of Davis because I feel like just for work stuff, it's going to be really confusing. Like if you're checking in at somewhere and people won't, you know, I think it's just going to be easier.
Wait, so what is it going to be?
Jocelyn Elaine Davis. I'll have two middle names. I'm not doing a hyphen. A hyphen. Someone told me the other day that hyphens are bad luck. I'm like, well, I don't believe that. But I'm not hyphenating.
I would love to see the statistics behind that one.
I don't know. So I'm going to have two middle names, technically, and one last name. So I don't. What's your game plan? Are you doing getting rid of a middle name, hyphenating? What are you doing?
You asking me?
I think, yeah, this is specifically for Lily. I hadn't thought about doing the middle name, but I'll probably just knock it off. I do love my last name though, and I've never met anybody with it. So I'll be sad to see her leave.
Do you watch
What's your middle name? Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh God, it's horrible.
What?
Oh.
What is it?
Maureen.
Oh, have you seen Center Stage?
No,
there's a character,
she's the anorexic one.
Oh, oh God, yes. Great.
Everyone thinks I'm anorexic anyway. Might as well keep it.
No, but that's the only person I think I've ever heard of named Maureen.
The only people I know who are named Maureen are not good people. And it's just, I have no like family ties. It's just like,
get rid of it. Throw it away. Yeah. Trash it. Anyways. Okay. We're going to move on to the last segment of the show. Are you down to stick around?
Yeah, I have literally nothing to do. I like showered for the first time in months
because
I
was so excited.
Me last night.
Great. Us too.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so in this last segment of the show, it's called Share Well. We say farewell by sharing something. And we like to end on a positive note. So
we start the show on a very negative note, saying what we're over, and we just complain for like 15 minutes. And then you joined us, which was a little more positive. And now we'll end super positive.
Yeah, you started negative by asking me how I was doing.
Jocelyn, every time we start this podcast, she's like, so, Lil, how are you? And I'm like, should I actually answer or...
So we like to send our people away with something that has sparked joy this week, and it can literally be anything. This gets all over the place. So, Lil, do you want to kick us off? What's brought you joy this week?
What's brought me joy? two parts. First, that I got one of my favorite brand deals of all time.
Oh my gosh!
Yes. Wait, is it that? You did the coolest brand deal last night, the Mean Girls one.
Yeah, that was it.
And you sold me because I yelled to the whole family. I was like, they have Mean Girls toaster strudels now.
I literally, there's like very few times that my manager will text me something and be like, hey, are you interested in something like this? That I like don't even have to finish reading. And I was like, yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm like, what better collab? Like, why has that not happened sooner? That's amazing.
Yeah.
But so on top of that, I'm sitting there and I'm like, it had to be a Reels. Which I am feel like a boomer. And I'm like, I don't know why they keep coming out with new shit. I can't keep track of it all.
So much.
I can't even keep TikTok. I can't even do because it's so time consuming. And I'm like,
I don't understand.
I don't even make my YouTube videos, much less, but I can't, don't get paid for this. How do people do this all day? And I can't learn the dances. That's too far. So Reels, I'm like, so like, it has to be something like kind of creative, I guess. So I'm like, what can I do with Mean Girls besides like just doing the frosting that I was supposed to do on it? So it was like, Wednesdays we were pink, trying to think of different lines. I bought me and Max matching pink polo shirts.
Iconic.
And iconic. What brought me even more joy was that I bought the extra, extra large of this polo shirt. It was the only pink polo available on Amazon.
For a dog or a human? For human? Or
I believe or for it dog? Was dog... It was a dog one, but it also could be for cats.
So
it was just, it wasn't the largest. And he, as you may have seen, is a fully grown dog now. So I had to,
so
like,
big.
I had to cut it a little so he could like put it on. And he's like, oh. luckily, so I think I really got him accustomed to wearing clothes when he was a puppy. So he's like fine with me like pulling his paws through. But it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. So that brought me joy.
I love that brand deal.
It was so good. I really need to go buy some.
There, I mean, honestly, that's I had toaster strudel in my freezer already. So I'm like, oh, wait, also, they sent it to me, but I didn't know that it was coming yet because my manager didn't like, I don't need, she has my address, but she'll always double check. I get this box and I am not concerned about this, but after my Jeffrey Epstein video that I had put up, so many people are like, you need security. You need this.
You do.
You need to be careful, blah, blah. I get this fucking box and it's like dry ice, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I didn't order anything. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I literally was expecting to open this and I'm like, not a paranoid person at all. I'm like opening it like, is this going to be a bomb? Like, what is it? Who is sending me anything that would need to be in dry ice? And then I'm like, literally, like, picking, like, have like tongs, like, pulling stuff. Cause also, you can't touch dry ice. Pulling out tongs. And all of a sudden, it was just like
toaster strudel.
Mingo's toaster strudel.
Like, one little box.
Gretchen Wieners right on front. I'm like, okay, that makes a little more sense than someone saying,
oh my gosh. I love when we get deals like that. Like, we did a Klondike deal and it comes in the biggest box because they have to put it in dry ice. And they usually would send it to like one of our addresses. So I'll get both of mine in Carlene's. And they're these gigantic, like human sized boxes for just one. Like, yeah.
Oh, what about you, Erin? What's brought you joy this week besides doing what was it called? Hogging? Clog hogging?
Co hogging.
Yeah, that.
Oh, that was really nice. Oh my gosh, there's so many things. Well, TJ's mom, I know. TJ's mom has been making these really good cookies. They're these like chocolate chip oatmeal cookies. And since we got here, so this isn't a new thing this week, but I'm on my period this week.
This is like a nightly thing.
No, whenever they run out, she makes a new batch.
There's like a never ending supply of cookies.
Yeah.
So you're on your period, so you're just like cookie monster.
Fully, yeah. Which is really great. Also, another really good thing for me this week was that the Patriots won their first game. So that was really good for me.
You are such a New England queen. I know. Love it.
What?
Sports are happening?
Yeah. So the NFL is playing and most teams have zero fans. And then I think some teams in like the questionable states that don't really believe in COVID are doing like 20% capacity, which is so stupid in my opinion.
Like, why? Like, why?
We don't believe in it, but like we're gonna kind of pretend we do. Like,
yeah.
What's the if it feels like
it's so weird.
Okay.
Okay, but it's really funny.
Oh, sorry.
Tom Brady is no longer with your team. So who's taking over? Like, what's happening? Do I sound like I know about sports?
I was going to say, how do you know anything?
Cam Newton is our new quarterback. Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers and they lost, which is great.
Oh, we love that. So do we hate Tom Brady now or what do we think?
Okay, well, I think it's really sweet because it was an ode to the coach who first picked him in the draft to play on the Patriots. I think he is a coach at the Buccaneers now. So I think for his like last season, it's kind of like a thank you, but also just like, bye.
Why? It seems like a weird choice to me. Honestly, it seems weird. What about Julian Edelman? Like, isn't he on the team?
He is, yes.
Jocelyn,
we love.
Who are
He's
you?
He's so beautiful.
He actually is.
A beautiful man.
Is he available? Lily, you should date him. He has a beard.
There's billboards of him all over LA, actually.
Oh, are there? Oh my gosh.
I think for like jeans or something. Totally random.
I like a guy that can wear a good jean. No, but Joss and I always say she always wants to find me a football player because that's like, if stereotypically that might be my type, but like I could be a pro football player, a pro athlete. You don't want to do
that. No, but it seems like it's, and you would know more, Erin, because you follow this team much more than I do. Although it sounds like I do, even though I don't. But he doesn't seem like his brain has been jostled around. Like he still seems like he's there. Yeah. So he would be good for you.
Yeah, I agree.
I was less concerned about like the mental problems and more about like the dick going everywhere.
Oh, but the dick going everywhere. Well, we don't know about the dick going everywhere, but we'll look into it. I'll tweet him right when this is over.
Yeah,
do you keep your dick in your pants or no?
Bobby Amendola, he used to play for the Patriots, and then he went to Miami. I don't know where he is now, but he was the one dating
that was Olivia Culpo's boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. He cheated on her.
Oh, yes, I saw
so
that.
So if Olivia Culpo is getting cheated on, I'm not even going to dip my toe in that.
Right, she's perfect.
Wait, so you're a New Englander. Are you friends with Mark Wahlberg?
Best friends.
Oh my gosh. Well, for me, mine is super duper random and totally like
you,
off,
random?
Shockingly. But, and I don't know if Lily, we've talked about this, but like during quarantine, I've become, and probably from wedding planning, maybe this is you too, like really obsessed with Pinterest. Like really obsessed. Ooh. And, but I've never been like a creator on Pinterest because I just like to like find stuff on there.
You can be a creator on Pinterest.
Start your own page. So long story short, during COVID, I thought I would like get educated. So I took a class on Pinterest and I only had like 1,000 followers or something. Like I still don't have very many followers, but you guys, they ended up inviting me to be a part of some like beta testing thing they're doing. And today, your girl with 1,300 followers got verified on Pinterest.
What?
I feel like you're lying. We need to go back for a second. So when you say content creator on Pinterest, do you just mean like having a Pinterest thing that people follow? Are you reposting other people's stuff? Are you making your own things?
Both.
So it'd be like the first person I think of was like a Lauren Conrad Pinterest. Yes.
Oh yeah, I follow her. I've heard of her. But seriously, thank you so much for hanging out with us today.
This was the highlight of my week.
Oh my God. Literally same.
Likewise.
When my agent was like, oh, they can do it tomorrow. I was like, yes, thank God. Humans.
I love it because even when we reached out to you, our producer, Melissa's like going through the list and she's like, okay, like reach out to Erin. She could do it tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, I could have just probably asked her when I like, yesterday. Guys, we have people.
We're like the five people. I mean, let's just face reality. Anyone who's listening to this or watching this already knows who you are. But in case there's one person who doesn't and who is equally as passionate about the Patriots and wants to follow you, where can they find you?
Well, my YouTube channel is Carly and Erin, and then I am Erin Guilfoy on everything else.
You also have your own channel. Sometimes
Erin Guilfoy. Yeah. Oh yeah, YouTube on Erin Guilfoy.
Great. We'll be linking YouTube to everything in the description.
Queens, thank you.
So great to see you. Can't wait you until too. This is over so we can hang out in person. We'll throw you another bachelorette. Oh my God.
Oh, the beignets.
Really got me hooked.
I feel like they started being so nice to me after you posted. I'm like, it's just because she went.
You've influenced people though. It's important. Oh, yeah.
And then I can't wait to meet your little puppy.
And for all of you guys watching, listening, thank you so much. We love you guys so much and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.